I have your attention, please. The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whether you're new to sales or a lifetime veteran, the Black Belt Sales Podcast will sharpen your sword and guide you to master the art of sales. And now, here's your host, the ninja himself, Gene Slade.
What's up, my ninjas? Good to see you today. We are here in, where are we, baby? We're in somewhere in Georgia, South Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia. That's what it was. Last night was Chattanooga. Night before that, we were with Don up in the mansion and Build Pigeon Forge. That was a good time, wasn't it, Don?
It was great. Had a lot of fun. A lot of good extra role play on getting those scripts nailed down. So it was great to be on site.
Don was chasing people around the mansion, making sure that they're getting everything learned. It was pretty awesome to see you lit up like that, man. Really cool.
It was fun. It really was fun. We were playing pool and script practice, word tracking it, as you're going to tell us, right?
Man, it was awesome to see you one-on-one with people. If you weren't there, you didn't see that Don spent maybe 3 hours teaching in the classroom, and then outside the classroom, probably 8 or 10 hours with the participants. So it was a really nice treat to have you there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey guys, if you're watching this live, will you do me a favor and will you just put live down in the comments? If you're watching it on a replay, please just type replay in the comments. We don't ask for much here at the Black Belt Sales Podcast, but that is one of the things that we do ask for. So Don, this is going to be a kind of a short live, and we're going to talk a little bit about financials. If you guys are watching and you actually are using some sort of a software to do your financials, will you please put it down in the comments? If you're using QuickBooks, put it down there. If maybe we got some people that are still on the old Successware, maybe you're using Successware to do it. What are you using to do your financials? That's number one. And then the second thing I would really like to know, Don, is by what day of the month do you expect your financials to be accurate and delivered to your desk? Accurate and delivered.
Accurate and delivered. We came from the old airtime world, and it was the seventh business day mentality. So seventh day, calendar day mentality, excuse me. So if there's holidays, January, you got New Year's Day, doesn't matter, seventh business day. And I like that. Now, when we were acquired and we went to HomeServe publicly traded, we had two business days. So two business days to close them. And it was typically the morning of the third day. So you might could stay up all night technically, but the morning of the third day, I think like 10 a.m., they were done. So two business days is an incredibly quick time. You really have to.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Stay on top of it and be ready to close it. And that was including inventory issues. That was always a big deal. Inventory, because it just doesn't count itself. There's physical work involved in that 2 days. So it's possible, very possible. We've done it for 2.5 years now.
I've always heard you want to have them by the 7th, 10th at the latest. And listen, if you're a contractor out there and you don't yet have everything set up in QuickBooks, put not yet down in the comments. Not yet or not yet set up. Maybe you need just a little bit of help with that. And believe it or not, Don and I have got another group, and it's called the Profit Coach Mastermind. And for the next 2 to 3 weeks in there, we're going to be working on financials. And if you have not requested to be added to that group, go ahead and put PC down in the bottom, or Profit Coach, PC or Profit Coach. Just put that in the comments, and we will send you an invite to that group. Now, I should let you know that after 30 days, if you want to stay in the group, there will be a charge to stay in the group. But your first 30 days are on us, And we're going to be going over financials, things like what, Don? We're going to be going over QuickBooks. We're going to be going over chart of accounts. And we're going to be going over profit and loss statements.
Yeah, profit and loss station. I'm hoping that the first week we can have that chart of accounts conversation. Chart of accounts is what builds.
Can you tell me just as a layperson, what is chart of accounts? So, and just, you know, guys, I went through, I had accounting 101 and 102 in college. That was a long time ago, right? And it wasn't specific to any sort of trade or construction or anything like that. And things are a little bit different when you go from one industry to another. So what is chart of accounts for anybody that doesn't know?
Sure. Chart of accounts. And that's a good QuickBooks term. Most every software calls it similar, but chart of accounts is the QuickBooks term. And we've been on QuickBooks for 5-6 years. So sometimes I will use those terms when maybe they're not necessarily applying everywhere, but every line item on your P&L is the account. And the chart of accounts is just every one of them that's your possibility. So once we set those up and we take and assign them a number like marketing, and then under there we can put Google and Yelp if that's what you
sub,
want.
Sub accounts, if you will, or sub categories.
By organizing this on that chart of accounts, it makes our profit and loss statements meaningful. I can get percentages of what I've spent on marketing, percentage of the dollar amount, then the percentage of what I spent on our trucks last year, repairs, gas, insurance, all of that kind of stuff. And it's subtotal. Say, here's what your trucks are costing you. And it's sometimes crazy that you're repairing trucks is more expensive than the payments and the gas or whatever. And that analysis gives you something to work with. So setting your chart of accounts up is really the backbone to then get your P&Ls to be meaningful. Then once we get your P&Ls meaningful, we can have conversations hopefully the following week on the Profit Coach Mastermind about what is the KPI, key performance indicator.
Before we go there, Don, can you just please, I mean, we've left the audience to define meaningful. So could you tell me what you mean by once you've got a chart of accounts set up, your profit and loss statements then become meaningful? What do you mean by that?
Okay. They become a tool so that you can work your company. You know, so many people use their accountant and then their tax return, and it's a history book. Right.
Right.
And a closing by the seventh business day gives you a tool that you can say, here is where we're off. I'm going to work on this. Here is what we can do.
Give me an example. My revenue, my installation labor as a percentage of my revenue is higher than the percentage or KPI that I think it should be.
Sure. Exactly. And when we break that out and we know it's coming in at that example you used right there, 15%. I'm spending 15% of my revenue just on labor. And then you realize, gosh, to be profitable, to have my margins, another thing we'll teach, what does that mean? To have my gross profit, words that you hear all the time. So you got to know what those are. And they're on the P&L. But I now have to say, gosh, I got to get that to 10%. 11, 12 is good, 8's kick ass, but 8 to 12% on my key performance indicator of my labor to install equipment. Okay, now I can work on that. Why is it so high? What am I doing?
Looking at different areas of your business that are costing you more than they should be costing you, guys. Dig into how to correct that one percentage or a half a percentage point at a time, right, Don? What did your dad used to say about that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's, you know, there are no real big buckets where you're just going to go find 10 to 15% profit, fix this one thing, and you're magical. You have to fix about 12 1% fixes to get yourself to 12 or more percentage of profit. So that's a big part of that, is you have to look at every little bucket. If there was some massive holes, and there sometimes are, but you tend to know those just from the real world. Just like, hey, I know this can't be right. that my crews are taking 3 weeks to do a change out, or even right. 5 days to do a change out. This is killing. But, you know, once everything starts to feel like this is working, now you've got that fine tuning measure to say, I have to get this down another 0.5%.
And if you're lumping all these expenses into too big a categories and not itemizing them out properly, you don't know what to work on, right? Did I cut out on you there, or am I good?
You cut out, but you're back. Didn't know if it was me or not. But big part of this call is we just want to. I wanted to make sure we knew we're gonna dive into chart of accounts, P&Ls, QuickBooks.
This is on Wednesday, y'all.
On Wednesday, 12:00 Central Standard Time is the plan, is the call time. Ask to join if you're not. I think you said it earlier. If you're not in the group right now, Profit Coach Mastermind in Facebook, then put that in the comments or go to this and ask to join. But if you put something in the comments, we can send you an invitation. Mm-hmm. So that's the big part. We can talk a lot about that. And if you're on ServiceTitan or if you're on any software platform that communicates, ServiceTitan wants to call things one thing, QuickBooks wants to call it another. We're going to help try to figure out where to map those together. So you just, you know, not necessarily wondering what all these words mean, you know. So,
of course, Bill.
So, a good example is ServiceTitan, which a lot of people are on, calls their departments, they call them business units. In the real world, we call it our install department, our service department, our plumbing department. But QuickBooks wants to call it even something else. They call it a class. So now you got to understand those three. They really are the same thing. But once you get that, it makes setting things up so much easier. Ah, that's not that confusing after all. Departments, business units equals class over in QuickBooks. I can do this now. It's not hard at all.
And then, guys, once you've got your chart of accounts set up, you've got all of that set up in QuickBooks or whatever else you're using. Now what we can begin to do? We can start to departmentalize our financials, right? We can see if we've got efforts to sell $2 million in ductwork a year, we can itemize that department and see which, you know, where the numbers are for all the departments. Then it gets really fun.
Exactly. And you have a KPI for department. Service labor is different than install labor,
and which is different than ductwork labor.
And then you can have the blended rate as well, because you've got to make sure the blended rate actually comes out to go to the financials and work for you. So there are lots of things you can do management wise. It's a your profit and loss statement is a tool that you can use to manage your company, not just that crappy report that your accountant produces or makes you use when you fill out your taxes. Right?
How many of you have got a bookkeeper accountant that does the books? And listen, there's no judgment here. How many of you have got a bookkeeper, an accountant that does the books? She gives them to you. You look at them and you really don't know what to make of them. Like, I talk to people like this every day, and it's not your fault. They didn't teach accounting in high school, did they? Right, and not everybody took it in college.
Well, and again, even if you took all this in college, wonderful. But do we know what they mean to our industry? You have to then relate it to our industry. Right. And what this group gives you is peers that are willing to open up and share and say, well, my labor is 10, yours is 12. And you can then turn around and say, how are you doing that? You can learn from peers. So this group is peer learning as much as it is the education coming from Gene or myself. So the group can share this information. So I'm excited to do this. This is what I love. Obviously, the training is what we did just extensively at Freedom when I was managing it. It's just constant training, bringing the next generation up in sales, in office, and then even in accounting, how to read these things. So looking
guys,
forward
if
to
you if you don't know, Don built a 8-figure company, and he did it training maintenance technicians every single day and creating conversions for equipment sales. So he and I met when he was maybe a quarter of the size of when he sold. And exactly. Don is now going out and he is doing on-sites for your technicians. So if you've got a company that's, say, let's $3, $4, $5 million, and you want to go to that $7 or $8 million or $10 or $12 million mark, and you need somebody to come out and work with your technicians, Don is teaching my system. He knows it better than anybody else in the country, and he's got a unique edge when he teaches it. So if you're interested in having him come out to your facility, all you've got to do is DM me, and I will hook you up and get him out there and get your technicians average tickets doubled, tripled, quadrupled. You know how we do it over here at Lead Ninja.
Yeah, love the system. We love the process. And my specialty, if there is anything about the system, is I do the role play. I love the role play portion of it.
He loves to work with the technicians.
Love to just walk through it over and over and over again. The teaching is fun, and it is teaching, but the role play is when it finally, the light bulb goes off for the guys, and they go, I can do this. That sounded good. I can do this. And they're confident.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had to go downstairs. I'm like, Don, I'm not sitting here through this anymore. I know that you love it, but I'm going to bed.
Yeah, it was that bad. I you know, captive audience. I haven't been training in the last several months, so I guess I had a lot of extra of need to get this training out there, because I've been on the transition out of freedom, so I haven't had my chance to train anyone. So, but those guys left really almost certified. If they put all that we did onto their video, they would be certified right now. So that's great. They can go back today, make money using it. And there's somebody who I'm sure made extra money today just from the class.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I can't wait to start hearing some of the success stories rolling. Guys, Wednesday, starting this Wednesday and every Wednesday thereafter, remember the Profit Coach Mastermind. If you're not in the group, put PC down below and we'll shoot you out an invite. If you're watching this live, put live for me, please. I appreciate you guys. Wednesday, 12 o'clock Central, be there or don't learn about financials. Thanks, Don. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. See you soon.
Thank you, sir.